This is Train for Trade Skills Radio.
My name is Malcolm Parkinson. I live in North Devon, and I'm on an electrical domestic installer course.
Welcome to T4TS Radio. Today we're joined by Malcolm, who is coming from Devon to do his electrical training. Hi, Malcolm. How are you?
Very well, thank you.
Malcolm, just before we start the interview, could you brief us on your career up to date, please, and the things you have been doing so far?
Well, my career up to date is really nothing to do with electrical. I spent 25 years in the army as a musician. Left there and went to work for Hampshire Constabulary and Property Services, having worked there for 13 years due to reorganisation and restructuring in Hampshire. I moved away there and moved down to North Devon and decided that I had an interest in electrical work and had done a little bit around the house and for friends, that I decided that it was about time I got trained, got some qualifications to do it properly, and my intention is to go self-employed once I've completed the training.
Well, that's a humbling story, and thank you very much, Malcolm, for sharing all this with us. You mentioned you've been a musician in the army for 25 years. I mean, that's an amazing thing within itself. Yeah. I'm just wondering, was there anything triggered you to enter the electrical profession?
Having work done at home by people who let me down, they were unreliable, they didn't turn up when they were going to. It was a very simple job, but it meant when I was building my conservatory with a friend that everything got delayed and I was waiting and things couldn't go until they'd come and done their first fix electrics. So I decided that this is ridiculous. I could be more reliable, and there must be other people out there in exactly the same situation as me, looking for somebody who's reliable and would turn up on time when they said and do the work for them. So I decided that perhaps it was about time I went and did it for myself.
That's a perfectly valid reason to pursue a career in electrics.
And I had an interest in electrical work. I have an interest in DIY generally, and I would take on most tasks. Do a little bit of carpentry. I've done a little bit of bricklaying as sort of on the hobby DIY side, and I'm quite happy to do, you know, most of the work around the house. But I thought if you're doing electrical work, it's quite dangerous, so you ought to really know what you're doing and be qualified if you're going to do it.
I mean, you had little or no experience before you entered.
Little or no experience at all.
Before you enrolled to do your course.
No.
And I'm just wondering, I'm sure there are people out there who might be afraid of entering the electrical trades.
Well, nothing that they need to be afraid of, other than if you're going to enter into it, then you need to be prepared to study. You need to be prepared to work hard and take it seriously. And it isn't something that's just going to be handed to you on a plate. So if you're going to enter it, then, you know, you want to do it properly, then you need to put the effort in. I've put a lot of effort in over the last year or two because I hadn't had any experience to get to where I am today. And I feel, you know, quite a competent person at the level I'm at now. So, yeah, you have to put the hard work in.
Well, thank you very much, Malcolm, for sharing that with us. So you fast changed your career, you phoned about T4TS, and you came down to do your practical training.
Yes.
In ATL Centre.
Yeah.
How are you finding your practical training?
The practical training? I think you assume that perhaps when you first come to the college that you're going to learn a lot of the skills on the practical side of things, but you actually need to have the knowledge before you come to the college. Mm-hmm. The college isn't somewhere that where they're going to teach you every stage and everything. The college is really here to give you the confidence to have the experts on hand where you can ask questions to clarify your knowledge, if you see what I'm saying. You're not learning here, you're sort of clarifying what you already have learned at home or whatever on your sort of using your course material. So it's about re-emphasizing the knowledge and clarifying things that you don't understand. But yeah, the instructors have been, you know, they're very experienced people and they know what they're talking about, and you can ask any question, even though you might think they might feel it's a bit of a stupid question, but you know, they're always happy to help. However the question is, whether it's a very complicated question, they'll help you with your testing equipment if you ask them to. You know, they're very good, very accommodating people.
To find out more, go to www.trainfortradeskills.com.